Welcome to episode 394 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experiences that travel provides helps us to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. And if you'd like to see what we're talking about, be sure to check out our YouTube channel by searching for Fly Away Podcast. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Sandy and Lindsay. We have all been there, thousands of miles from home, riding high on those new experience endorphins when we happen across the perfect gift or must-have souvenir. And lost in a sea of optimism, we make the purchase only to later discover that our eyes were much bigger than our suitcase. Now what? What do you do? Unfortunately, Outlander travel agent Lindsay has encountered this conundrum on just about every single one of her adventures. She wrote unfortunately, but I think it's fortunate because I'm going to learn a lot from Lindsay tonight. She has encountered this domestically and abroad, so we thought it would be fun to laugh at Lindsay and go over a few of the most and least successful ways you can use to get your newfound treasures home. So let's get started. And we promise not to laugh too much unless you tell us it's okay to laugh.
It's okay. So I think we should start with domestic first.
Yes.
Because I feel like I single-handedly have been keeping the post office in business for years now. My travels, because I have mailed things home so many times from just about every domestic trip that I have ever taken.
I don't think that I've ever been on a trip with you, Lindsay, where you haven't texted me and said, I'm at the post office. I literally don't think I can think of a single trip. Sandy, do you think? No.
I remember Chris and I having a car and like, I'm like, guys, do you want me to pick up wine or, you know, like, you need more sunscreen? No. Lindsay's like, can you go to the post office and get some boxes? Okay.
So tell us how you handle that. When do you make the decision that it's time for the post office?
So here's the thing. What'll happen is I realize that my bags are either going to be overweight or they're going to be overstuffed. And generally there is a work trip component to one of these travels in which I'm picking up lots of paper items and catalogs and books and things like that. And I happen to have an affinity for travel guides. I really love them. I like to buy the books. I want to read about the history of the place I've been. And a lot of times you can only buy these type of things in the location at whatever attraction or historical site that you're seeing. So that being said, I usually have all paper goods. And so I don't want to carry 50 pounds of paper. It doesn't take a lot of paper to equal 50 pounds. In my experience, it's very, very small. But I'll get the flat rate boxes. And when I'm smart and I pre-plan, and that's just like everything, the more thought ahead of time and pre-planning you put into this, the easier it's going to be to do it. If you know you're going to go somewhere where you're going to want to bring something home, like me and my paper goods, if you're in the United States and you pack your, I like to use the flat rate boxes, pack your flat rate boxes with you, pre-print your labels. If you're smart, tape them on the box already in advance or bring them with and bring the tape. So you don't have to buy 70 rolls of tape like I usually do, because I always forget to pack them. Do as I say, not as I do. Here, but that's generally when I make the decision. If I want to, do I want to take another suitcase home or do I want to mail this? And if it's convenient and the post office is near or on the way to, it just makes more sense to mail, especially if you're doing a trip where you're going, and oftentimes I will do where I'm going for multiple cities. You know, I've gone from Florida to Chicago to California to home, and I don't want to haul stuff all over the US. But that being said, I did something for the first time this last, I had a trip that was over 40 days through Europe, and I had never mailed anything home from Europe. So I thought this would be a really great research experiment to see what it was like to have to ship things home from another country. I knew going that I wanted to buy specific guidebooks that you can only get in country, which again, I think is so stupid. I would like to be able to buy them in advance to read them. If anybody's ever listening to this that has any control over this, I just don't understand why there are so many titles I can't get online or can't get anywhere else. So I knew that I would want to mail stuff home. And so I looked at a couple different ways to get things home. And of course you can ship your luggage home with a few different companies. My advice, if you look at, you assess your situation and you decide you want to do that more than mail something home, more than have it try to find a local post office, is that you set it up in advance before you leave the US, because I was leaning toward that direction of just mailing an entire suitcase home. The problem is I didn't set it up before I left the US. So I'm trying to access these companies in Europe on the internet, and it's a very different process, and I'm getting very different search results than I did in the US. And it was just not as easy of a connection to make. So again, pre-planning out if you're going to connect with one of these companies. And I have a list that I will put in the show notes for this. Of companies that I found in my research for this, that so in hindsight would have been a better option.
If you were going to do that, is it cheaper than like checking your bag?
Yes. Well, yes and no. If you have the bag to check, no. If you have now amassed more stuff than you have luggage for space for, it is not cheaper. You have to buy it. You have to buy another suitcase. It just depends on how much your other suitcase is, how much it is to, you can, these are kind of the steps. What's it going to cost me to mail that extra bag? What's it going to cost for the extra bag? Is it worth the time and hassle of now taking three rolling bags throughout Europe and on and off trains? Which for me, the answer was no. And that is why I ended up at a post office in three different countries instead of taking a bag that I would then just check an extra bag on my way home. I didn't want to carry it on and off the train. I didn't know if I could physically carry it, or would be able to navigate with an extra piece of luggage. So, you have to weigh your pros and cons there. And in a trip like I was on, where I was going from multiple places, and I plotted out where I found the post office closest to me in Austria. It was very easy to locate, to get to. One thing I wish in hindsight that I had done was look up the postal pricing and requirements, because now I'm in the post office and I don't speak German and they don't speak English and I don't read German. And I'm trying to understand the boxes and the requirements. And I found out in hindsight that the three boxes I mailed, one of them or two of them had less weight in them than they could have had for the same price. And one of them was overweight. So I ended up paying more than I would have had I known what I was doing there. So a little pre-planning would have saved me money in this instance, but I had a little truncated time schedule. You know me, I'm always trying to fit more things in a day than I possibly can. So I went in there a little unprepared and then paid for it on the end with my pocketbook. And then we're going to circle back to this experience later, because I paid for it in some other unfortunate ways with this one postal stop. But 2 kilograms is 4 pounds, or like a good, like I think it's 1 kilogram is 2.2 pounds, or is it? I can't remember. But that's about 2 kilograms, is 4 point something pounds. That is a limit of one of the boxes. But then there was another box that was like 10 kilograms. And it ended up being 133 euros for one, to mail one box home. And then the other two boxes were, I think, 60 and 70 euros each to mail home. So it's not cheap.
Yeah, and definitely more than a checked bag, but
it's definitely more than checked bag
where you can't carry it around anymore. So in this case, I mean, you were when you came over, you probably just mostly had clothes, right? That was the bulk of your, yeah.
Mostly clothes, and I used the space saver bags where you vacuum all the air out. So really, when I flew over, all of my clothing fit in my carry-on, and I had very few things in my other bag. But what I didn't count on was every time you undo those bags and resuck the air out, it goes down less and less. Like, it's less effective each time. So my luggage just kept, I didn't wasn't adding anything to it, but it kept expanding into that other bag. And then before I knew it, I had, two bags filled. And I was coming from a conference where, of course, I picked up a lot of paper, and I flew into Prague, and I had guidebooks I wanted to buy multiple copies of in Budapest that I wanted to give to clients as gifts. So I had these set, and I can't get that guidebook online. I've tried. It's written by a local guide, tour guide actually in Hungary, and it's a really good book.
So then the first box you sent back was mostly paper.
Was mostly paper. And then odds and ends from the trade show, I threw some random things in there. I made lots of mistakes, one of which being I didn't take a picture of all the items before I put them in there. The second mistake I made was I did not, all of my items when they were in my suitcase were contained. So although I had all these books and I held all these loose papers and tons of postcards, like a giant's, because I collect postcards to remember where I was and the spelling of things and the names of churches, so that when I'm later on going and organizing my photos and whatnot, I can remember what I was doing. I took them all out of, I had them in packing cubes. I had them in like a big packing cube. And when I mailed them at the post office, the guy wanted me to open the packing cube. And I really should have insisted on just leaving everything in there. And we'll circle back later to why. But everything got taken out of this packing cube and packed in this open box and then shipped out that way. And that turned out to be a terrible, terrible mistake on my part. But my advice would be leave it in a packing cube. Put it in
Why did he
some
want you
type
to
of,
take it out? Do you know?
I don't know. I just think he just for ease of putting it in there, he really could just picked it up and put it all in there. Maybe he thought I wasn't going to take a certain, maybe, they were trying to be helpful. We didn't speak the same language. I didn't know at the time that I could have said, no, I can pack my own box. I didn't know how it worked. I thought maybe they were supposed to pack it for you. I had purchased tape. They didn't want to put the tape on it. They said, no, it's going to be fine. It was not fine. Little precursor to what happens. So that's the first box. The second box, a little more organized, but it's just mostly clothes. I'm throwing lots of clothes in there. And the third box, I went back a day later and it was all groceries. I was buying food gifts for my family. My husband just went straight to the grocery store in Austria and picked up all the things that we liked or wanted, or that I wanted to give for his gifts, chocolate and things like that. And just took the entire lot of groceries and mailed it. And this is one of those instances where I didn't have enough weight in the box to fill the box, but I paid for the full amount of weight. So had I brought some extra stuff from the room, I could have filled that box all the way up to the top. So in hindsight, what I would do now, knowing how close it was to my hotel, I would have just gone there and bought the boxes, taken them back, packed it, and then taken it in. Because it was not as full as it could have been. And again, I ended up paying a little bit more for shipping than I should have. But so from Austria, I went through Germany. I ended up not having to mail anything until London again. So I'm in London and I had bought a bunch of programs. I went to go see a bunch of different theater shows and had all the programs and the guides and the CDs and t-shirts and some mugs. Gifts that I just didn't want to risk breaking carrying them anymore. So I packed them up in several different containers, and I'd gotten some gifts from my husband that were actually able to put in an envelope, just a padded envelope and mail. So I mailed a box and an envelope, and that was pretty straightforward. Of course, it's a lot easier when you all speak English. When you all speak the same language, it's a little bit easier to navigate the postal, but it was still very expensive. And I did ask the guy, it was going to cost me quite a bit more, but now after my first postal experience, I was a little bit wiser and took the time to ask him, is there a way that I can mail this where it's going to cost less? And he goes, is it going to the same address? I said, yes. And he goes, oh, okay, we'll weigh it together. And I said, do I need to repackage it? And he says, no, no, we'll weigh it together. And it ended up saving me like 25 pounds by him weighing it together. So even though they were in separate packages, because it was going to the same address, he was able to charge me by the total weight versus being penalized for one being over and one not so much. So that's a good tip. So getting on the websites for the countries where you think you might be mailing stuff home and playing around with that. I did notice there were some local shipping options. There were some shippers, international shippers I could have used for things, but the whole entire process of pre-scheduling the pickup, having a box was a little daunting to me when you're traveling and you don't really know where to go get that box or, but with a little pre-thought, I probably could have saved myself some money there by utilizing it. And certainly had I had bigger items or heavier items, I would have done that. I would have used an international shipping company for certain, to mail the things home. So then the third place I mailed stuff home from was Lyon, France. And I knew I was going to mail stuff there because, again, I bought Avignon, I bought some cookies, and I bought gifts for a couple clients of mine that were edible. And I was mailing biscuits and things like that home. And I didn't realize, again, now new system of mailing. In France, you have to weigh each item individually and list it and write it down. So I had to write each, like a piece of paper, a postcard, book, every single thing. And we had to weigh that individually. And now here's this gentleman with the patience of a saint who doesn't speak one word of English. And my French is Midwest high school French from 30 years ago. Yeah. We say MM Crown, you play, you know, like I can't read French. It's coming up and I have to fill out this form online and he's trying to help me do that. And then he's got to print out like 12 pages of paper. And I literally had to sign my name over a dozen times. I think I had to sign more pieces of paper to mail one box to the US from France for US customs than I did to buy our house. It was crazy. It was like 2-3 hours later, like all these things. I had a whole bunch of paper I was going to mail home that I just said, no, I'm not going to do it because I'm not going to weigh each one of these postcards individually and just kind of let it go. But that also was another one of those instances where I ended up paying more because the box of biscuits I was mailing for home for a client was too big to fit in the box. The smaller box that was less expensive was only like 30 euros to mail home. And I ended up having to mail home like a box that cost 80 euro and it was a flat rate 80 euro box just because this box is a little wider than it should have. And that's one of those, had I known, I wouldn't have bought that big box of biscuits. I would have bought two smaller boxes of biscuits. and save myself a little bit of money. So hopefully they like their biscuits that end up costing me like $150.
Wow.
But this, it was quite a learning experience to go through that process of weighing each thing individually. And then at the end I had this list and at the end, getting home and realizing what was going to make it, you know, to my packages from London made it home first, which was unusual because they were mailed a few weeks after the stuff from Austria. Mm-hmm. So my husband got those first. And then after I got home, he gotten two of the boxes from Austria and one of them showed up as being in New Jersey. Like it had arrived in New Jersey on the 4th of April. And then we never heard from it again. So I was trying to track it. I've got my little receipts and now I'm calling the US Post Office and the automated system's basically telling me to contact the post office in Austria. and I'm assuming this is lost and I'm trying to remember what's in it. Well, there's 11 books in there that I had purchased and a bunch of other random stuff that I had purchased, some gifts for my niece and things like that. And then all of my business cards, all of my brochures I picked up from the trade show, everything, all these other random things. I'm sure that a year from now when I'm looking for something and I'm like, I can't find it. I wonder where that went. It's probably because it was in that box. So just last week we had a box, that box finally showed up. Unfortunately though, nothing in, like, I think of the stuff that I mailed, maybe 4% of it made it in that box. And the rest of the box was filled with trash and ripped open food containers from somebody else's package. So clearly it had ripped open in transit or been ripped open. One of, I don't know what happened. And so now I've got this process of can I remember what was in there? I have the receipts for the things. Is it, you know, what am I going to get back? It cost me €133 to mail that package. I'm hoping to at least recoup the cost that I paid them to ship it. Mm-hmm. And even if I have to have everything else as a loss. So, but I did learn a very valuable lesson, and I have a whole list of tips for people, the things that I wish that I had done that if I could go back and do again, I would not mail anything heavy in a box like that. No matter how sturdy they say it is, I would not mail 11 books in one box again, plus all those other papers. That was way too much weight in one box. I wanted to tape it. The guy said it was fine. He said one thing was fine. I should have pushed the issue. Always extra, extra tape. All the loose things should have been in a packing cube, because now when I'm contacting the post office to explain to them what's missing, instead of saying it's a blue packing cube with all these things in it, I have to now try and remember every little loose thing that was in this box. Don't pack anything sentimental. I had visited in Prague. I had gone to the, anonymous bar for the first time. And when you order one of the drinks there called the anonymous drink, when you order that, or when you order Always Remember, you get they take a Polaroid picture with you with all the bartenders in their masks, and they sign it and they date it and they say Always Remember. And that Polaroid was in one of the books that I had bought because I was trying to keep it safe. And so I lost that. I mean, I have a fuzzy picture of it laying on the bar. A picture of a picture is not the same thing as the picture. So of all the things I lost, that's probably the one that I'm going to regret the most losing. But so don't put anything sentimental in there. Don't put any receipts in there. I was tired of carrying paper around, so I had some business receipts. They were in that box. Do not mail that home. Luckily there weren't that many, but it was enough that I, you know, had that, ugh, I can't believe I did that moment. And then take a picture of everything you're packing. I normally do this. I don't know why I didn't do this. Normally I'm always that person takes the pictures of everything that they buy. And for some reason, this is the one time I did not do it. And now I'm scrambling, and every once in a while, I'm, oh yeah, there was a cookbook I bought. Oh, there were, you know, 4 copies of this guidebook that you can only get in Budapest. And there was this really beautiful, expensive picture book from Prague that I loved. And there was a book from the museum exhibit that I went to see that was a limited time, you know, all these things. I'm trying to now remember how much I spent on them and where I got them, and if I'm ever going to be able to find them again. So make a list of everything that's in there, take a picture, don't mail anything that you are going to regret if you never see again. And then I had some other, let's see.
Did the rest of your boxes show up? Was that the only one that?
No, that was the only one that I had an issue with. Every single other one showed up. The only thing I was missing out of any of the other ones, which I don't know if it was a customs thing or if it was like a, you know, just opened it up and didn't make it back in, but I was missing a thing of garlic paste that I had purchased in Hungary. It was a smaller tube of garlic paste, and I was missing a couple tubes of paprika because I had 10 tubes of paprika and 2 things of garlic paste. And so I not all of those made it. They were, the box was sealed. It wasn't like it had ripped open, but they were missing from inside. So I don't know where they went missing, but most of it made it home. It's just some of that stuff didn't. So yeah. So I think, you know, the moral is like, if I had spent more time before I even left the US thinking about, I know I'm going to buy things that I'm going to want to mail home because I'm trying to travel as lightly as possible. Mm-hmm. How am I going to do this? I would go back and I would have set up pre-shipping with that shipping company. I would have paid for, you know, for $300, I could have mailed an entire suitcase, 50 pounds in a suitcase home with that shipping company from Vienna to Seattle. I looked it up afterwards. $300 would have gotten a suitcase home. So, and in hindsight, that would have been a much better option. And they had up to $2,000 in insurance for that one company, just the one company I looked up. So, and then there are also options at the airports and stuff for you to do that as well, to ship things home. But
yeah, usually so, I just do, if there's an option for me to do it when I'm buying something, I do it. I mean, Walt Disney World does this, obviously. And like this last trip, I shipped two boxes home. But if I go to a winery, 9 times out of 10, especially even in Europe, they can ship it home for me. And so I just do that because there's nothing better than getting wine in the mail. It's like, ooh, yeah, that wine. So, and there's even nothing even better than not carrying it because it gets very heavy. So.
Yep. That was part of the problem is because a lot of the wine that I bought, a lot of the booze I bought, I couldn't ship home. So every time I buy booze, I'd have something else I'd have to ship home instead. You know, it was taking the place of something else that I could have carried home. So, but because not every winery will ship.
No, it's true. And that's actually, you know, Donna's talked about it too. She brings a whole suitcase for beer and I can't do that.
And I've done that too. So one of the other tips that I want to leave people with is like, planning in advance is really key here. And I've done it before where I've taken bubble wrap with me. I've actually packed bubble wrap and tape and taken it with me and mailed an entire suitcase, or not mailed, but carried an entire suitcase of beer bottles. I figured out exactly how many I could get to 50 pounds and checked that on the plane, wrapped in with towels, wrapped each one individually, alternated them, wrapped and wove the towels through them, put an extra, you know, went and got some cheap towels and, that was, and everything made it home. Nothing, you know, knock on wood, I haven't had any booze break yet, but there's so much pre-thought that goes into that. If you know you're going to bring hooch home, you gotta insulate. Because hooch is heavy. It is heavy. And you're limited to what you're allowed to be carrying now through TSA. Let's our little disclaimer there.
Yeah. It's a viable solution to mail, but it is not the cheapest solution.
Yeah.
It may save your back, but it's not the cheapest.
Yeah. So I would say do your research. If you're going to mail, make sure you know where you're staying, where the nearest post office is. Make sure it's not going to take up too much of your time to do it. I would compare the shipping costs through the post office and through other shipping companies. For larger items, you're going to want to pre-arrange shipping in advance if you can through a different company. Or if it's a spur of the moment purchase like art or something for your home, you're going to really have to go hit the internet and do your research. And it might be a little harder. You might have to change your VPN or change your settings so that you can get those search things to come up. Because I know that the shipping companies that I have on this list, once I was outside of the US, I had the hardest time bringing those companies up again in a search. Mm-hmm. So I really should have had that set up in advance. And then weighing the pros and cons, is it cheaper to buy an extra suitcase, which I ended up doing anyway in Charles de Gaulle, which I will tell you, it is very affordable at Charles to go to buy a suitcase. It was only 100 euros for a suitcase. But I wouldn't have wanted to carry, you know, like I was going to, and I couldn't have found anything cheaper. And if you do have to buy a suitcase, that's it too. Knowing where to buy the cheap ones. Don't buy it on the tourist row where you're going to get the cheapest one, cheapest made one at the most expensive price possible. See if you can find something a little off the beaten path, maybe pay a little more for that bolt or that taxi ride to get you to where somebody who lives there would be buying their luggage to go on a trip. And you're going to get a better price on it. I bought, unfortunately, I bought luggage probably at least a half a dozen times traveling to go home. I've had to buy bags to go home, mostly because of booze, I will say. Mostly because
I mean, it's a good reason, but
yeah, it's a very valid reason. You know, making that list of any items, having a plan to kind of corral all of your loose things into something. A packing cube is a great way to go. I think some cheap packing cubes, having some to just throw all those items in and put them in, because had I had those when the box busted open, odds are pretty good that the bag would have stayed shut and all of my stuff would have had a better chance of making it home to me. Whereas now I need to contact the post office and go, well, have you seen this book about Prague or this other book about Prague or any one of these? Like one of the things I had lost an entire tarot. I bought a deck of tarot cards. It was like almost 100 euros for these tarot cards, but they're art. They're all done. And they were so, each card was so beautiful. That I wanted to have them as pieces of art. And I thought about putting them on inside a frame and now I'm going to have to contact them. Oh, here's my, and then a postcard pack that was 50 postcards from the Strahov Monastery that were different zodiac symbols from the artwork. Two of those cards made it and they had tire tracks on them. So I just know that box either fell out or got ripped open or ran over on a flight line somewhere. And oh, I was in tears. Josh opened up the box and he was just pulling stuff out. And I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, I was curious what was in here. And the first couple things he pulled out were literal trash, like pieces of trash that they had just shoved in this box. It was so, I was crying.
Yeah. Good and the bad. Definitely. Yeah. There.
So another thing for anybody who's like, I'm in the habit of look online. If I'm going to buy something, I always look online. Is this something I can get online? Is this something I can buy online and have shipped home, especially if it's books or paper? And unfortunately for me, in this instance, all 11 of those books were not books I could get online. So they're not replaceable. I guess I have to go back to Prague.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think there's good lessons here. And I think obviously domestically makes things easier because you at least know the system. But so maybe even reading up on this, if you don't want to use a shipping company, reading up on the postal system.
Yes, exactly. Country. Knowing their rules, knowing the weight, knowing the process. Like, had I known when I was going in Lyon to the post office in France that every single thing I mailed had to be itemized and weighed, I would have maybe mailed my shoes home instead, you know, because then I could just, this is easier to weigh, it's heavier, and it's easier to, you know, five pairs of shoes mailed home is a lot easier to keep track of on a form. And this guy, rather than have this poor French guy with the patience of a saint, oof. He's like,
it's really hard too. The rules are. Well, thank you.
He was so, was so funny though. He kept pretending like he was going to eat my biscuits. He was like, you know, like he was going to take, and he grabs the box and he's like, so he was such a good sport, but I will say that was hilarious. It was like 2.5 hours.
Yeah. At that point, you feel like you need to buy him a coffee or something. So
yeah.
Well, thank you for sharing all that. I think that there's some great cautionary tales there, and I'm sorry you lost all of your stuff in that one box, but at least the rest made it home. So
yeah. Now I have a reason to go back. So
yes, exactly. And you're figuring out what it is you're missing, so you have your shopping list already. So
yeah.
Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. And don't forget to like and subscribe us on YouTube. On behalf of Sandy, Lindsay, and myself, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly!